Friday is her final show here. When she goes on hiatus till she comes back with a one-hour show. We can't wait for that. All the other great hosts we're going to bring on to the new Alex Jones Network when we shut down on the 15th. Now, if they back off or something happens in court, it may extend, but I don't think so. This is it. Brianna, it's incredible your stories. I know you probably don't want to talk about this because you're not a crap talker, but it's important to document things.
Yeah.
What they did to you at Fox, you want to get a Newsmax, you can, just to know what it's like behind the scenes versus here.
Yeah, well, I got to talk about Fox. I mean, that's the big one. I think a lot of people are wondering what happened over at Fox. You know, I worked in the office back in 2018, then left for a little bit, then went back at the beginning of the height of the pandemic, I'd say. And I was working remotely for Maria Bartiromo's weekend show as well as another Fox Business show. And while working remotely, I thought I was fine, but they kept hounding me for my vaccination status, multiple emails, about 4 to 5 of them. The last one coming from Suzanne Scott asking me for my vaccination status and telling me it was now mandatory to hand it over. So when I finally told them I felt uncomfortable, and this is all an email, so it's easy to prove. When I told them I felt uncomfortable that they were asking and I didn't want to give it over, but since it's mandatory, I'm unvaccinated with no intent on getting the jab. They said, okay, we're just trying to figure out where to seat you when you come back to the office. Well, the day that I took off to unpack my things and to make my way back into the New York City office, they actually forwarded me an email. It was an old email that I didn't receive. That email saying that I had to comply with the illegal New York City private sector vaccine mandate or I was being put on
Which is a violation of the Nuremberg Code.
Yeah, it was already deemed illegal, actually, by the way, by the Supreme Court under the Biden regime because they challenged it in court. And the Biden regime lost that one, as many of you guys know. And so Fox already knew that it was illegal. Plus, there was no agency assigned to enforce it. There was no penalties if you had unvaccinated employees. So it was garbage. I expressed that to them. I expressed that I wanted to hire an attorney to sue the city of New York. They asked me not to. That was on a phone call. And then, long behold, I was offered an on-air gig with them if I just got the vaccine or if I just filed for an exemption. I said no. Also in that one email, it stated that I would get a $500 bonus if I got the vaccine.
Well, that's like the mayor going, oh, a burger and fries?
It wasn't.
You mean I get both these?
So tempting.
It was
the worst campaign I've
ever. He almost turned me off against cheeseburgers, which is impossible.
Who would have known?
Is it true? I've been talking to a lot of Fox people that the culture is very liberal. They disdain conservatives. Not the host, but most of the producers are pretty much leftists.
I did run into a lot of leftists. They didn't understand why I was giving it the stance that I was giving it over at Fox. A couple of them also were vaccinating their kids at the time. And I was like, hey, you don't even know what these jabs are going to do to your kids in a couple of years. Like, maybe you should hold off for right now because I don't think they're at risk. But behind the scenes, yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too, Alex. I wasn't the only one who left because of this issue. There was a couple of other producers that I knew of. We were in a group chat who had also had the same issue, and they were leaving. But they didn't want to go public because they still work in the corporate media space. And so they didn't want to badmouth the company after that. But I knew it was game over for me. I was done. I had had enough of just being in a bunch of editorial calls all the time, getting rejected. And I mean, I was doing lower thirds, the chyrons, and I was pulled off of that duty because I had put up a banner that apparently was just too far right for Fox Business. So I knew that they didn't like me. They've never disputed these claims too, by the way, Alex. They've never gone out there and said that this information is inaccurate and they deem it another way. Everything was communicated through emails for the most part. There was one phone call I got on. That was it. I refused after that point. And so it's just one of the many layers to this. By the way, Fox took money. If you look up, The Blaze did a great story. It was a FOIA request. They were able to locate the fact that Fox took money from HHS to promote the vaccine, but it wasn't just Fox. It was other networks as well. And so it was one of the many.
Rachel Maddow got $89,000 a show to do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that one. Yeah, I mean, I know that MSNBC, I believe, was on the list as well. I've been trying to get
the. If you take the shot, you can't spread it, you can't get it.
Yeah. Well, that's why they needed to put me in the corner with all the other unvaccinated people because I was such a threat because I was unvaccinated. But the vaccines worked, apparently. I don't even know the logic there. But that's what they were doing. I mean, they literally were also requiring me to wear a face mask. Also, when I came into the studio prior to them doing the vaccine mandate, they actually told me that I had to wear a face mask, but I also had to get tested before I came into the
total
office.
Total harassment. Well, Your last week here, and you'll be back later, but it's a hiatus while we shut down. Your last day is next Friday. You are awesome.
Thank you, Alex.
And I always loved watching all the other shows, but it's so good to get to know you the last 6 months.
Yes, same. And thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You are amazing. How do they find you one more time?
Brianna Morello on Twitter and independentnewsroom.com is my newsletter. You get an exclusive straight to your inbox. It is free, independentnewsroom.com.
All right, back in just 1 minute with the latest on the sleeper cells. Trump has responded, and we have Peter Tichtin on the latest on election fraud. Stay with us. You have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If it's a real Iranian attack and the go code has been sent out to all of them to attack, they've already got protocols of how long they have to launch an attack. So you'll have a go code, and usually it's built in saying, you know, you were ordered within 3 days of this message to launch attacks. And there'll probably be more codes coordinating when they specifically want it to start. Or they may just say fire at will. Probably, though, they're going to have a start date. Obviously, the go code came in yesterday, if you believe the intelligence. And I don't know, because we don't have enough information yet. Because everything fits both scenarios. The globalists need this right now. This is exactly what the Middles would do at this point. Because I've been warning. So I'm going to tell you, I don't know yet. But regardless, it's bad. And so they got their orders yesterday to go. I'd imagine built into it's, you know, a 3-day buildup clause. Let me see. So they got their order Monday. We could have terror attacks as early as tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. There might be a 7-day build in there, but they hit the doomsday switch. That means go. If it's real Iranians, they did give the order. I think the terror attacks start Wednesday, latest Thursday. But this may, and of course, you have all the famous spoofing by the CIA, Vault 7, the rest of it documents that, Edward Snowden, where they can even go to Iranian computers, send the orders over. They've hacked into all the Iranian stuff. They could have the real go code and send it to the sleeper cells that are real. But give them the order to attack. See, there's so many scenarios here.
They try to hit us back. Have you been briefed about how many Iran sleeper cells there could be inside the U.S. right now?
I have been, and a lot of people came in through Biden with this stupid open border. But we know where most of them are. We've got our eye on all of them, I think.
Is it dozens?
They came in through the open border policies of sleepy Joe Biden. One of the worst president in the history of our country. And we've got our eyes on all of them. But the war itself is being prosecuted at a level that nobody's seen before. It's pretty amazing to watch.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, the balance of the hour. Peter Tichton, very successful national lawyer, long-term friend with Trump since high school, since military academy, and the man on the private end spearheading the investigation into the now confirmed, vindicated mass election fraud in 2020. But you just saw a clip of me on Tuesday saying if the sleeper cell go codes are real, and then I would imagine attacks within 3 days. That's generally how these things are programmed. And on top of that, you now have the Iranian supreme leader putting out a statement. They say he's in a coma, but the leadership, that they're going to activate asymmetrical attacks that the U.S. can't deal with, that sleeper cells. So there's a very good chance, we don't know yet, this attack on a synagogue, no one killed but the shooter, and this attack on the Virginia Old Dominion could be part of this. We'll watch. If it is a big movement, we'll see more. Maybe it's a coincidence. We'll follow this as it unfolds. All right, Peter Tichton has been practicing law since 72, and I won't go over his huge background and all the rest of it. He's a confidant of President Trump, and he's been spearheading with his law group investigations into election fraud. Big developments on the DOJ continuing to slow roll and block investigations, not just this, but the killing the auto pen where they have the eyewitnesses, the chief of staff blowing the whistle. I mean, so they just shut that down. Good old Todd Blanche, that Peter Tichton was first to blow the whistle on 6 months ago. He was talking about voting machines in Texas primaries, who the left is planning to be the next president, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance impeachment, the solutions to save America. We have FBI raid out in Arizona of election machines, we're now learning. We had a month ago the situation in Georgia with the raid. So nobody has his ear closer to the ground than Peter Tichton. I really appreciate him joining us today. You'll find him at Legal Brains, legalbrains.com, and, of course, at the Tichton Law Group. So, Peter, thank you so much for the time. You're a very smart individual, big fan of yours, followed you for years. Great to have you here. Start wherever you'd like, because there's a lot to cover.
Okay, good. Yes, I guess we're in a mutual admiration society. I got to tell you, you know, you're so right on what so many people are in denial about or not even interested in learning about in the first place. But thank God for you, Alex. There's many, many people that never get to tell you, but we really appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, where we are now, you know, there's a pivotal issue as to whether we keep America or not. There's so many things that are important. There are people that are in prison that we need to get out of prison. There are people that are walking free that belong in prison. There's so many things like this that are going wrong. They're all important, very important. But there's one pivotal issue. And when I say pivotal, that's more than important. It means that on this one issue, we either get to keep America or we lose America. And you know what I mean by this, but you know what? Maybe I should explain what I mean. You know, right now, we've got Donald Trump in office. It was only through the fact that the computers in Belgrade, Serbia, the data center there was compromised 3 days before the election in 2024. That's the only reason that Donald Trump was able to get a fair result. He was too big to rig regarding the
ballot. That's where the magic 8 million votes that Biden got disappeared.
That's where the magic votes disappeared. Yeah. So you may have heard me talk about it before, but
no, recap it. Go wherever you want, please.
All right. So let's talk first about voter rolls. We know from Andrew Paquette that the voter rolls contain duplicates. We call them modified duplicates. Okay. He started off calling them clones. It sounded too much like science fiction. So we had to make a better label for them because nobody had ever realized this or seen it before.
Counterfeits.
What he was able to do was basically find algorithms that were able to find where they are and how many there are and so on. And what they are is like this. Okay. So I'm Peter Tichton, right? If I'm registered to vote, there should be one Peter Tichton with my social security number and my telephone number and my address and my driver's license number and my age, or my date of birth rather, and my voter ID number, right? There should be one of me. But instead, it very well could be that in my county, there's more than one. There could be two, there could be four, seven, any number. And all of them have my social security number. All of them have my driver's license number. The date of birth varies a little bit. And the one thing that's different for every one of them is the voter identification number. So what we are finding is that these modified duplicates actually vote. Now, I would vote, so that takes care of one of them. But all of these modified duplicates, they also can vote.
Is that how we have 10 million more people voting in Wisconsin than are voters?
This is how they get the extra people, more than the number of voters. It's exactly where they come from. Yeah, we all know that for ballot stuffing and so on, they use dead people. They use people that moved out of that county or out of that state. They use people that are just, they know for some reason are not going to vote. There's different ways of stuffing the ballot box. But this is something different. This is done by machine. So if at first you realize this, then that's really important. But then let's take a look at the machines. Now, because I represent people that have been charged, like Tina Peters, and I represent Stephanie Lambert, who has two criminal charges against her in Michigan in two different courts, more than two charges, for basically being involved with computers that were the election machines. She didn't do anything wrong. She just did something that wasn't politically correct. She's investigating the crimes of election fraud. So they go after the lawyers. They go after anybody that they can, either civilly or criminally. That's part of their modus operandi. Don't stop our operation by telling anybody the truth about us.
And they publicly, back then and now, threaten any lawyers investigate fraud, we're going to disbar you and come after you.
Right. And that's getting to be more and more a threat in terms of especially the District of Columbia. So we know about, you know, Ed Martin, who's one of the most ethical people I've ever known. I mean, they're going after him for nonsense. They're going after others. I don't want to name the people that I know that they're going after. But the point is, yes, they're going after the lawyers and they're going after anybody who's fighting this battle, because that's part of the way that they're fighting this war, because they, you know, they are dedicated to this cause. You know, they, you know, as much as we want to keep America, they want to destroy America. So let's just take a look at what these machines are. Okay, it's the tabulators that count. Okay, the tabulators, we know from Antrim County. What happened in Antrim County, Michigan, in the 2020 election? That's a very red county. And yet, Biden won by a big margin. So when people looked at it afterward, they were able to conclude that what actually happened by talking to voters, et cetera, they were able to figure out that the vote flipped. Those who voted for Biden, those votes went to Trump. Those who voted for Trump, those votes went to Biden. And there's a way, Mark Cook was able to show me, in fact, on a computer, how with their programs, thanks to, this is why Tina Peters is a hero, because it's not just that she got herself in a jam, it's that she was able to image the hard drive on the Dominion machines.
And they need her in prison so she can't testify.
They want her in prison for three reasons. They want her in prison so that it'll shut her up. They don't want her out there telling people the truth about these machines. Number two, Jenna Griswold, who is the real criminal, the Secretary of State, she literally went to 62 different counties, or had people go to 62 counties, and wipe those Dominion machines clean, contrary to federal law, where she could do it a year for each one of those 62
years.
And
then later, she published the codes to hack all the machines for the next election. But I'm digressing. I should have introduced you as Tina Peters' lawyer. We got to do a whole show on that. My God, solitary confinement killing her. This is insane.
Thank you. Yes, she needs to be released. Please, Governor Polis, do it quickly. And then thirdly, the reason they went after her was so that they could teach a lesson to all the other clerks in the country. Don't you dare do what Tina Peters did, because if you try to image your machine, or you try to save the evidence, or you even want to report the evidence,
which, by the way, is her job to do that. They act like it's a crime for her documenting fraud.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop the forces of evil, if I may call it that.
No, they aren't.
From that's what they are, from going after her, and they did. But those are the three reasons that they went after her, and the biggest one is the last one. They don't want anybody rocking the boat. They want to be able to cheat in the elections without anybody blowing the whistle. So, but we know from these machines, well, we know from Mark Cook that how easy it is to flip the vote, but the only way to flip the vote is to get into the machine. You need to be able to access it. And how do you do that? Well, Dominion Machine says you can't, because, and they use this term, air-gapped. These machines are air-gapped, is what they say, meaning how are you going to get it on the internet? Okay, it doesn't have a wire going into it. Well, we all know that you can have wireless to get into a computer, but that's not even the way they do it. It's that they have phone chips on the motherboard. Okay, and this is something that's been observed, photos taken, and so on. We've got the evidence of this. This isn't just some hypothesis or some theory.
No, they admit it. I mean, that's how OnStar works for 30 years. They have a phone chip in the car, and when you hit the button, it does the deal.
Yeah. In other words, your phone, your car is the equivalent of a cell phone in that it has that chip that's able to then make a call. You don't need to plug your phone, your cell phone, into the internet. You don't need a wire on it. You could say it's air-gapped. What's the difference? It can make a call and receive a call. And that's what happened from that's what's been going on from these machines. And we know that in the one that was in Antrim County, that it called out in the evening of November 3rd and in the early morning hours of November 4th of 2020. In other words, election night and the early morning.
Just like the Mars rover, it went back to NASA in Houston and said, "What's my orders?"
What's my orders? Thank you so much. That's perfect. That's exactly what's going on. So, you know, so in other words, you now have a black box, basically. And why do I say it's a black box? Because it's got programming in it that was done by the Serbians for the Venezuelans. These are facts. These are things that I'm not, you know, we have the witnesses from Venezuela that testified to this. Okay, so what we have, and so we know who did it, and we know Serbia. What is Serbia other than a satellite for China? So if you want to know how China has involvement, it's two ways we know it's involved. Number one is because it is Serbia. You know, it owns Serbia.
Yeah, and why are our elections being run out of Serbia and Venezuela? Like, it should be a no-brainer. They're run here. National security issue.
Also, we know that it's China's involvement because China made the phone chips and other chips that are in these Dominion machines. But they didn't just make the chips, because anybody can make chips. That doesn't mean that they know about why they're making them, or they know they're doing it for a wrong purpose. They also label the chips, even though it should say made in the People's Republic of China, you know, the PRC. But instead of that, it says it was manufactured in Taiwan, these chips. So they mask who made them, because we're not even allowed to have machines for our voting that where any parts of them were made in China. So they knowingly were making these chips for those machines that are running our elections. And in order to get them into our machines, they had to mislabel who manufactured them. That shows, if nothing else, that they knew exactly what they were doing. It was intentional.
And then we have the FBI protecting it, and the Democrats, from my intel, I'm going to get your take on this, 35,000-foot view, they know they're losing in the 90s. Everybody's turning against the left. Go deal to do with China, Democrat Party, fence it through Taiwan, into Venezuela, who owns the company that runs three major voting machine companies at least, and then now you've got the back door into it, and the DOJ never prosecutes it, and now you've got your coup. But I wouldn't even say China's the top of it. I'd say it runs the Democratic Party, deep state, into China, through Taiwan, through Venezuela, to us.
Right, except the Democratic Party isn't really Democrats anymore. It's globalists. Okay, it's the World Economic Forum. It's China.
Exactly. So it's a globalist China, New World Order, UN uniparty.
Yes, wow. They're not Democrats. Okay, they took over that party and they decimated it. And some of the people that are still there that were Democrats, I don't know whether they just they.
Well, you can see it. They're all America-hating, wild-eyed political suicide bombers. They're going to take the country down.
That's what I like about you so much, is that, you know, you see it. You see it and you're out there letting people know. So the point is that you've got this programming that nobody is allowed to look at. We're not allowed to examine that programming because the courts all say it's trade secrets. And it makes sense. I mean, it's pursuant to law. It's not a bunch of crooked judges. It's trade secrets. So because these are trade secrets, nobody knows what these machines do. We don't know what that programming does. We're not allowed to look at that program, even though we're involved with lawsuits where people's lives are, you know, going to spend their important years of their lives in prison. And we can't even look at the programming. But so we've got a black box that has phone chips in it. What we now know is that the election in, we've had three states. We've had Texas, Arkansas, and North Carolina, where we had primaries last week. And there's a fellow, what's his name? Martinez. I'll think of his first name. I keep forgetting his first name. But anyway, he was running in Bexar County. It's called Bexar County, but it's spelled B-E-X-A-R. Don't ask me why they don't pronounce the X, but anyway, that's what it is. In Bexar County, he was running for election, and he asked for a list of the people that had voted, which you're entitled to. There's nothing wrong with getting it. They gave it to him. And the list had all the duplicates on it. Okay. We have a smoking gun.
Wow.
That the machines are in play. And this is why this is so important. In fact, in Bexar County now, the candidate that won the primary for the Republicans is a left-winger who's totally woke and in favor of DEI. I mean, that's what we got there. So they put their candidate in on our into our party to be our candidate.
Total Trojan horse operation again. You have the list showing the multiple names being duplicated, stealing the election. Incredible. So let me ask you this. We're going to break and give you the form and come back. This is all coming out, though, in the court of public opinion. What is the establishment, what is the globalist Chi-Com New World Order Party doing? They've got to be concerned right now.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the Democrats have planned. And that's the scariest part.
They're planning to impeach Trump, aren't they?
They want to impeach both Trump and J.D. Vance at the same time, which they can do. And it'd probably be for something crazy like murdering that person who's trying to run over an ICE officer, whatever it is. They'll accuse him of whatever. It doesn't matter. If they've got the majority in the House, they can impeach. It's all political. Nothing has to be true. And then it goes to the Senate. And if they have, there are 22 Republican senators that are up for re-election right now. If they steal 18 of those and flip 18 of those, they're going to have the two-thirds of the Senate that they need to be able, and they don't even need that many because they've got some rhinos that would just as soon do horrible things.
And we have a DOJ that won't prosecute, so what do we do? You're examining the weak spot, how they're going to attack. Peter Ticks, when we come back, the enemy's plan just in a few months in November. We'll be right back with Peter Ticks, and stay with us. This is so important. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan's talked about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites
use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Peter Tichton, spearheading the private investigation of election fraud. The time we've got, I've asked a lot of questions. I really want to shut up and just give me the floor to go through all this. Their move, their plan, their desperation, the elections we've seen since, massive evidence of fraud, what they're openly gearing up for, and then how we counter them. So I'm going to try to turn my mic off. You're hosting right now. Give us the briefing, sir.
Okay, well, let me just finish in terms of what their plan is. This is why it's pivotal. If they're able to impeach both Donald Trump and Vance at the same time, that means that the Speaker of the House will become the president. And once the House gets a majority that's Democrat, then Joaquin Jeffries will be the Speaker of the House. And so what we're looking at, according to what their plan is. And I'm sure you've heard it. I mean, we've all been hearing the Democrats for the last 6 months saying we're not worried about Donald Trump because in 2 years he'll be gone. I mean, that's what they've been saying since he got elected. And what they're talking about is not something physical, hopefully. But what they're talking about is that they intend to take the midterm elections with such force that they'll be able to remove in the Senate. So what I'm saying, what I'm talking about, is not just imaginary and not just something that to be fearful about, but it's something that they're planning. Because if they're able to get rid of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance at the same time, which they can do, then Joaquin Jeffries is going to be the president of the United States, and then it's all gone. Then it's lost. Then we'll never get it back. We were able to get it back in 2024 because the data center in Belgrade, Serbia, that was what was basically controlling and operating what was happening with the machines, was overheated intentionally by certain great Americans. And that brought that center down to its knees. That could happen only once, because these people never make the same mistake twice. And they're not going to ever let us know where they're operating from, which data center where is in charge of this thing, number one. Number two, even if they knew, we know, and could destroy it, they've got redundancy now. They will never make the same mistake twice. And so we don't have the ability that we had in 2024 to just dismantle it or cripple it. It's going to go on without control. It's not as though we can have jamming sessions where we can jam the phone frequency waves in every place where there's elections. The only way that we can really do this is by changing it altogether, where we get rid of the machines. That's what's required. And we don't even need anything that says get rid of the machines. We don't care if there are machines, as long as there's hand counting of the ballots in public. That's what we're advocating for. That's what we're pushing for. But the president has a problem. He can't declare an emergency unless there's one that's perceived. You can't have a governor of a state declare an emergency for a storm that nobody can see. It's the same thing here. So this is why it's urgent for me to be able to get on your show and some other shows and help spread the word. But this is a word that I need everyone who's listening to spread. We need to make this a public awareness. We need people in the public to understand that this is real. This isn't imaginary. These are computers. These are tabulators that we've been able to see. Our experts have been able to examine them. And we know that they have these phone chips. And the question really boils down to, well, what would you rather have? A black box with a phone in it that controls it, or your own eyes being able to verify that things are right? So if it's hand counted in public, no doubt under cameras, there'll be videos being able to show exactly, it could stream even, showing exactly how the vote is getting tallied. And somebody could always go through these things later to see whether or not there were mistakes or whatever. But that's the easiest and best way to do it. And the only way that we'll have transparency. That's all we're asking for. Now, we know that people try to play with the numbers in different kinds of ways. We know that when our Republicans control a state, we know that they gerrymander to help and help the Republicans. We know when Democrats are in control of a state, they gerrymander. And it helps the Democrats. What we're asking for in terms of hand-counted ballots in public, we're not asking for either side to have any benefit. This doesn't benefit anybody improperly. It benefits both equally.
And as you know, France can do an election in one day. It's very provably safe and it's accurate. This is the way to do it.
Right. This is the way to do it. If we do it this way and the Democrats should happen to win, well, you know what? Nobody's going to be saying that, well, they cheated. They had the machines going on. But when you have a black box that's counting this, that could be controlled by its programming and phone chips, then nobody can possibly have faith that we had a safe and secure election.
And by the way, I've seen these demonstrations hundreds of times in the last 30 years, 100 times last year. Students come in, people have voting machines. They instantly all hack them because they've all got chips built into them as phones. They lie about it. They have courts ruling against Mike Lindell, defaulting him, saying, no, this computer, this machine can't get on the internet, even though you can prove it. It's admitted. In fact, let me ask you this question. Why are the Democrats suddenly running around everywhere saying, prominent ones, you know, top ones in the Congress, Trump is going to steal the 2026, or he's going to suspend the election? But the more and more they're saying, no, he's going to steal it through the machines. What are they thinking there?
Well, I'll tell you something. If he does an investigation right now with the evidence that we've got in terms of what happened in the primaries in Texas, the primaries in Texas, Arkansas, and
North
Carolina.
Yeah, let's start over. You mentioned that, but let's get into, because I talked to locals, I've seen on the news, all sorts of chicanery for the Democrats. What are you witnessing? What happened in Texas, Arkansas, and other states?
Well, in Texas, and that's what I was saying, in Bexar County, we actually have the lists of the voters from the first day of the primaries where they didn't scrub it yet. They didn't change it yet. We got the same.
So what do we do with that smoking gun? What is Abbott going to do? What is outgoing Paxton going to do? What is Pam Bondi going to do?
Well, Pam Bondi, I don't doubt. I have no reason to doubt Pam Bondi's allegiance. I don't doubt that she loves America. I don't doubt that she loves Donald Trump. But I doubt that she's forceful enough to overcome the, Todd Blanche, who basically, is in charge.
Well, that's what I've been told. Bondi's not bad. She's just, typically she just cares about her hair and is, at the salon.
Well, I think that's what happened. I think she came into an agency that's got 115,000 employees, an agency that has 40 agencies within it, including the FBI, the number of agencies like the FBI, the Bureau of Prisons, et cetera, et cetera. She comes and she looks at this thing and he says, look, you're the CEO, the equivalent of the CEO. I'm the COO. I have to operate the whole thing. Don't you worry about a thing, dearie. I'll take care of it all. You just stay in your house in Florida. Fly up when you need to have a press, photo op, or when the president wants you to be there. You'll have your own jet and your own pilot, so you'll be able to do that anytime you want. And don't even worry about speeches. We've got speech writers. We've got everything. We'll take care of everything for you. So he basically, knocks her out. She's not in there running.
So what do we do about Todd Blanche, who we know is super bad news?
I think someday the president's going to realize that this guy didn't even believe he was innocent when he did his trial, and that's why he did such a lousy job for the president. I'll tell you something. As a lawyer, as a trial lawyer, that's what I still do. I had a trial earlier this week. I had another one 2 weeks ago. I mean, I'm busy with trials. And when you're a trial lawyer, it's something different for your client. And your client basically has the adventure that they're going through with the lawyer, and there's a bonding that occurs. And I think that's what happened. That's why Donald Trump trusts Todd Blanche. But this is a mistake. Todd Blanche is not what Donald Trump thinks that he is. And so I think Donald Trump is much more aware of things, though, than people may realize. I think we have to trust him to use his judgment as to the best timing to make whatever changes he foresees are going to be necessary. And I can see reasons why it's better just to keep it right now the way it is until a little bit later down the road when the timing will be much more easy to transition things. So, look, I trust Donald Trump. I know
Here's Trump the deal. I like Trump too, but I need him to succeed. These very same people have been trying to throw me in prison. And so if I need tough love, I'll do it as well. But shifting back to the larger issue here, we take hours, obviously, more than I do about it, but incredible fraud the last special elections. This primary, they're right back to their old tricks again. And like you said, they said in 2020, Trump will not be president, and they did it. Trump has to know they are reorganized now, and I know he's trying. I talk people a little bit of the cabinet meetings. He wants this front and center. He wants action. What action should we be demanding from the White House, from the DOJ?
Well, one of the things we're going to see, we don't even need to demand it. It's coming. I can assure you it's coming, is Maduro. Maduro is going to sing like a canary. And that's because he's got two choices, Supermax or not Supermax. Okay? I mean, Supermax is hell. He doesn't want to spend the rest of his life in a prison where he doesn't get to see anybody all day long and he is going out of his mind. That's not exactly a great idea for him. He's going to let us know what he knows, and he knows an awful lot.
The question is, who's doing the interrogation?
I don't know. I don't know, but I understand that these things are coming about, that this will come about. Okay, and I don't actually know.
And is that what I was told? That's one of the main reasons for the raid on Venezuela, was to get that information.
You know, you can't go wrong when you go and you get the guy that's leading up a cartel that's trafficking in cocaine, fentanyl, and election results. They are providing the election results to 72 different countries. And look at what's going on in the rest of the world. We're the only ones left. I mean, in the United Kingdom, there's 30 to 50 people a day that are being arrested for what they say on social media or in their own tweets. Not their own tweets, their own texts, I mean. So private texts. You send a private text to somebody that says you don't like Islamists, and the next thing you know, there's people coming to your door and taking you away.
So you go to O'Reilly Auto Parts to get auto parts. You go to Venezuela to fix your election.
Venezuela was shipping out those results to 72 countries, of which the United States is just one of them. And look at the world now. Canada, you can't criticize your government without running the risk of going to prison. Same thing with Australia is gone. Europe is gone. We're the only place left.
It really is scary how fast tyranny's coming in.
Isn't it? But, you know, the fact is, this is the pivotal issue right now for us. This is the one thing. The midterms are everything to us right now. If we don't grab this thing and make sure that we have hand-counted in public ballots, I mean, right now we have paper ballots already. That's the easy part, because it's already there. What we need, the only thing I'm saying is we need to make sure they're hand-counted. Get rid of the machines.
Absolutely. Well, here's my story.
Let me ask you something.
Sir, go ahead.
Let me ask you something. Let me put this to another way as well. Let's just say that you're on a two-lane road, and you're doing 70 miles an hour in your one lane, right? And there's another lane. The other lane is coming in the opposite direction. And you're separated by just two painted yellow lines on the road, right? And then you get a phone call from somebody you trust, and you know they're telling you the truth, and you find out that your hostile, crazy ex-wife has been able to access your car and she has been able to access the computer in your car and can take over the steering anytime she wants. Is that an emergency?
It's a total emergency. You're going to get that computer removed from your car.
Right, or you're going to pull over right away. You're not going to take a chance that she's going to steer you into opposing traffic. You know, so it's an emergency. We have that emergency now. And the president has the power under the National Emergencies Act to dictate how the elections will be conducted. He doesn't have the power generally. He can't just decide, I'm going to make an order and I'm going to require.
And by the way, start over. This is so important. I should have started with this. They keep saying Trump's going to declare an emergency and cancel the election, because I know he's been looking at this, which is to standardize and protect the election. He has executive power. They've been pre-demonizing this because they're so scared of it. Start over and explain this.
Okay. All right. Let's just say China started to come over to the United States to take over power in the United States, and they're shooting guns. You know, they're shooting bullets at us. Obviously, that would be an emergency, and obviously the president doesn't need anybody's permission to start doing whatever is necessary to do to make sure that we don't become defeated. Right now, China's doing the same thing, except they're not using bullets. They're doing it surreptitiously through voting machines. They're taking over our country. So this is the same kind of an emergency. You don't need bullets necessarily. Bullets aren't a necessary factor to have an emergency. There's all kinds of emergencies. There's
well, it's no bullets even worse when you have a hurricane. It's stealth, and it's now confirmed.
It's confirmed. We know this for a fact. This is no longer a theory. I mean, it's always been an understanding that there was a high probability that this would happen. But now that we have his first name is Weston. Weston Martinez's documents that he got from the county that basically gave him the list. And by the way, he got the same list the next day, but it was all doctored. The next day, it was a different number. The voters were different. But the first day, they hadn't fixed it yet. They gave him the list with the modified duplicates on it.
Incredible.
Those are the people that voted. So, you know, it's in play.
And that's in San Antonio, Texas. I saw that. This is smoking gun. Just like you said 4 years ago, 5 years ago, with the evidence you already had, they create duplicates of real people. Then they can vote as much as they want with that person. We found that in Michigan as well, all over. And now this candidate gets it. They're lazy. Give him the actual list that they ran in the computer, according to law, and it's the proof of this.
Yes, because they didn't doctor it yet.
It's even better they then gave him a doctored one. That's even better, isn't it?
Well, the fact that they gave him both. Day one, they hadn't doctored it yet. Day two, they gave him the doctored one. And this does not require the involvement of all kinds of people. The people in San Antonio probably don't have a clue that this even happened. This is all being done and run by foreign nationals out of this country.
Well, that's how technocracy works. That's how technocracy works.
That's how it works.
Is everybody's so, wow, man, what do we do? We get this to Trump, we get it to the public. But if Todd Blanch is there, he's going to kill the investigation. I guess we have Texas. Texas has to do it.
Well, I don't think it necessarily has to be Todd Blanch. This is something that's outside. It can also be considered to be outside the Department of Justice. This has to do with this could be considered a military issue. This could be considered this could go under Tulsi Gabbard. This could go. It doesn't have to be under the DOJ. You know, I don't trust anything under the DOJ these days.
Wow. In closing, sir, we got about 4 minutes to break. Come back soon. We needed updates on this. What else do you want to impart to people with your great work you're doing?
Well, this is the number one thing that I'm talking about right now, because this is the only thing that counts.
Sure, whole election wheelhouse.
In the whole election wheelhouse, if we have, look, we're going to win easily. Look, we are the silent majority by far. If you look at, take a look at not this year's, but last year's State of the Union address by Donald Trump. You know, the worst result was by CNN, with 69% of people approved his speech. And that went up for other polls, up to 76%. If you don't like Donald Trump, you don't like anything he does, and you don't like his speech, and you're never going to approve his speech. 69% approved his speech. That means that we have a much larger part of the public. We have larger part of the population than the loud minority does. The loud minority is like a nothing burger in comparison. They're just very, very loud and very effective. They have all the money in the world as well. So that's what we have to face.
But the big dog, the American people, have to get off the porch.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But you're right. If they lose this midterm, it's over for them. So they're going to throw everything they've got right now.
Yes, this is the pivotal time. This is more pivotal than 2028 could ever be. This is it. This is what their plan is. This is where they plan to take over America. And look what they're going to do to it once they take it over. Look what they did last time. Open the borders. When did that ever become a good idea? I mean, it's insanity if it's somebody that's trying to help America, and it's perfectly logical if it's somebody that's trying to destroy America.
Well, notice Democrats now don't even deny they want illegal aliens to vote and that they are. Suddenly they're like, oh, we got to, in Congress, we've got to have our illegals vote. Well, the best thing about Trump is he has unmasked them. They are out in the open now.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump is, you know, something as a student with him in high school, you know, we competed. We were in the same class. We were friends. We were in the same company. I mean, he was my captain. I was a platoon sergeant underneath him. And I always knew that he was smart. I knew he was really smart because, you know, he was near the top of his class. And you know, there was never a question about that. But I'll tell you, I didn't know he was this smart. I didn't know that he was able to do the things he's able to do now. I mean, economically, world, you know, in terms of controlling what needs to be controlled and not just trying to be a polite fool. He's really the most amazing president we've ever had.
He is amazing. I just hope this Iran thing isn't hope we didn't get trapped by it.
No, don't worry. He's not going to let that happen. He's not. I'm telling you, he's smart enough to not let that happen.
Well, he's already trying to get out of it, and they're trying to keep him in it.
I know, but he gets to do what he wants to do. He'll get out of it. He'll find the way, and he will be out of it. But we had to go in now. I mean, think about it. Let's say you have a draw on somebody. You've got your gun on somebody that's about to pick up a gun. When do you shoot him? When he goes for it?
No, the guy that wins goes first.
Halfway up, or after he's already aiming it at you. You shoot him when he goes for it. That's what you do. And they were going for nuclear. They were going to nuclear to be able to nuke us.
Oh, there's no doubt. My issue is I don't trust the intelligence agencies not to sabotage you. But we'll see. I just hope it ends quickly. Peter Tichtin, people can find you. We've got your law firm, legalbrains.com. Where's the best place for people to find your political news?
Well, if you just go to legalbrains.com, you'll find it. We'll make sure that it's available there, where to find us on social media. And so
all right, well, you were on 6 months ago. We got to get you back up sooner, maybe in the next few weeks, to give us an update, sir, because you're right. This is everything you said is documented. You're at the tip of the spear. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
All right, folks. Fourth hour coming up. Huge news. Just absolutely insane. And as much as I get mad at Trump for, you know, going sideways, compared to the Democrats, it's night and day. I want Trump to succeed, and he needs to succeed. And these Democrats, I mean, they are engaged in fraud. They have been caught. They are pissed off because they know we're onto their ass now. All right. Huge amounts of news, special guests, and more. Fourth hour straight ahead. Please stay with us. Our incredible iodine, the best in the world, back in stock, DollarShaveStore.com. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now, new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandershore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.